from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
This is Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. My name's Mitch Nellis, a.k.a. Thunder, in for Sparky this week. I'll be here for the next few days. We're still on Jordan Love Watch, right? Brewers still playing in Chicago, right? Badgers still got media day going on. And to talk about all this and more is friend of show, CBS 58's own Scott Grodzki. Scott, how you doing, my friend?
Better before that music. That was awful.
Whoa.
Whoa. I've heard the name before, but I've never actually heard the music. That was like Kidz Bop threw up.
It's a little Kidz Boppy, I'll give you that. I think if you, give the lyrics and give the song a chance, maybe on our sister station.
I'm not giving that song anymore, Chance.
Maybe on Kiss FM, like, it would flow a little bit better. I think the acoustics might be a little bit better on an FM station than playing it through YouTube on an AM. So I'm just throwing that out there.
Yeah, I know. That song is not getting a second chance.
It's a certified banger with the kids, I'm just telling you.
You know what? Good for them. They can have it.
They've got a lot right now. They're taking over the universe. I don't know how it's going. So how you doing, my friend?
I'm good. Yeah? No complaints here.
Good to hear. So what's on your radar right now as training camps open, Brewers start the second half, Badger media day, all sorts of fun things going on. What is first and foremost on your mind these days?
Well, just for me right now, it's none of those because I was just I just got back from American Family Field. They just introduced the first two picks, the 17th overall, Breland Payne, and 34th overall, Blake Burke. So
how's Blake Burke doing? My wife is from outside of Knoxville, and I married into a UT family, and they're really excited about that.
Yeah, no, he's good. He said he's looks up to Rhys Hoskins, similar kind of style to him. Talked about how he plays with like the enthusiasm of a little leaguer, so should be a fun guy to watch once he gets up here. Obviously, he won't be up here this year. Neither will Breland Payne. Breland Payne is only 17, so you probably got 3-4 years tops before you're seeing him in Milwaukee. Burke is probably closer, but
sure.
My guess is if you want to see him this year, I would be very surprised if he's not an Appleton by the end of the year, playing with Timber Rattlers. So,
where was Braylon Payne? Where was he looking to go to school? Was he committed?
Yeah, he was. I want to say Houston.
Okay.
I'm not 100%. No, I'm pretty sure. It was definitely one of those schools that is a lot warmer than our lovely state. I'm about 95% sure it was Houston. But,
fair.
Obviously, the Brewers knew he was someone who would be willing to sign. You don't take a guy like that, 17th overall, if you don't know that.
Absolutely.
That he's willing to sign with you. But outside of that, before I got into work today and was with them, I'm a lot more focused on the Jordan Love contract situation. I think that's that's the number one story in Wisconsin sports right now. And then
is it a non-story or is it kind of a story? Like, what? Where do you? I mean, we all expect him to sign. Everybody seems to be smiles right now. This could deteriorate and devolve, but I think we all think it's not going to. Where do you sit like this second on the Jordan Love Packers relationship?
I think if it's not done by Monday, it's a big story.
Okay.
Right now, no. I think, like you're saying, everyone's all smiles. This certainly doesn't seem like something that's far away. I was watching SportsCenter before I got into work today. Adam Schefter reflected the same stuff that they were talking about. The differences between Love and the Packers and Tua and the Dolphins, and that the Dolphins are way further apart. I think this will be done soon. I think there's a little bit of scar tissue just with how things have ended up with quarterbacks in the past with Green Bay, to where, to me, I cannot say it is a non-story because of what's happened in the past, but it's about as close to a non-story as it can be until Monday. If we get to week two of training camp and he's still not on the field, then first of all, it's a story that the contract's not done, and second of all, it becomes a story that he's missing reps too, because as good as Jordan Love was last year, it's not like he is Aaron Rodgers at age 34 where he has all this experience. I mean, he needs to be playing too.
How much of a story is it that he's there and he's in every meeting, and what does that say? Does that, you know, does that talk to his character, or does that just say, like, he has the enthusiasm of a young kid and he wants to be there? Is there, you know, what can we take away from that he's there?
Well, I think the reason why this isn't a huge story until Monday is because he's there. If he was straight up holding out, then this would be, you know, the equivalent of Panda Watch for Anchorman. This would be, everything would be all eyes on this, and there would be, you know, anytime anything happened, it would shake the earth in Wisconsin. So him being there is a huge buffer to fans, to the team. It lets everyone know that, you know, they're not that far apart as in Jordan Love, and it's going to get done eventually. To me, him being there is much more important symbolically than it is actually being in the team meetings.
Sure.
I think the practice field stuff is the stuff that he's going to need to get into eventually. But I him being there puts everyone's mind at ease.
Beyond Jordan Love, what other storylines are you eager to follow from Packers training camp?
And I'm eager to see what Josh Jacobs looks like. I saw him a little bit at one of the OTAs that I went to, and he looks good, but, you know, you have no idea what he looks like, really. I can say he looks good in pads or looks good in shorts or whatever, but there's no tackling. There's no actual reading blocks or anything like that. So it'll be interesting to see him after having, 7 years of Aaron Jones, and for probably 5 of those 7 years knowing exactly what to expect from him. I saw Matt LaFleur was talking very positively about A.J. Dillon and his growth. I don't know how much of a difference you're going to see in A.J. Dillon in, year 4, I think? Yeah, year 4.
Right. Though we did see a couple of reporters say that, like, he exploded through a hole today with a burst that they've never seen from him before.
Yeah, and you'll see that stuff over the next couple of weeks with him and with any other player. When Luke Musgrave makes a big play, it'll be, oh, my God, it's... to me, on some level, these guys are what they are. The younger guys like Musgraves do grow, but I don't expect it to be, you know, Musgrave was the, I don't know why I'm using him as my example, but I don't expect him to go from being the, we'll call it 25th best tight end in football to the best.
Right, right.
He'll get a little better. I think, to me, Jacobs is the one that I'm interested in because, you know what, we haven't really seen him.
No.
He's
new to us.
In Lambeau, but.
Right, he's not just new to us. He played in the AFC, like, you know, it's not like he was on a team that we played against every year or every other year. We really, as Packers fans, have not seen him in action.
Yeah, and with one exception in the playoffs, when I don't even remember who the quarterback was because Derek Carr was hurt. I mean, it was we've really not seen a ton of him, and he's still really young.
Yeah.
I was surprised given what his resume is with how young he was, because when the Packers first paid him, I mean, my thought was. The same as I think everyone's first thought when you pay a running back is how old is the guy?
Right. And we assumed he was the same age as Aaron Jones. Like,
yeah,
you know, I assume that as well.
Yeah. Cause he has a better resume than Aaron Jones, but it's a similar resume where it's a couple of Pro Bowls, except he also led the league in rushing, but he's done it in 4 years, 5 years. And Jones always for whatever reason, to me, Jones always seemed younger than he is.
I agree. I don't know if it's because of lack of reps or because he seems youthful. Like, he has an energy about him that seems younger. But, yeah, he's no spring chicken as it pertains to NFL running backs.
Yeah, I mean, he's still very young in every other aspect of life, but...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Right.
You know, not.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind being that young again.
Yeah, I'd be thrilled. I mean, I think is he 30 yet? He's either 30 or 29.
I think he's 29. I think he's just under 30. I think the last time I checked.
It's wild to talk about him like he's a dinosaur at 29 years old.
But he is. I mean, in terms of NFL running backs, we all know it's, you know, a 3-year average, and the fact that he's made it this far, and he just got a new, you know, he's still getting it done. I assume he'll still get it done for the Vikings this year. You know, it's not a bad fit for him, so we'll see what happens.
No, I would think he's still going to be a good, productive player, and he's in a good spot. It's not like Alexander Mattison is scaring anyone. So I think he'll be a good signing for the Vikings. I think, you know, towards the end of the contract, or if they re-sign him longer, then you start worrying about drop-off. But, you know, the Packers are always very good at that. They do a very good job of making sure that when they're signing someone, they're not just signing them for this year, they're signing them for their actual contract, and they're not going to be the ones left holding the bag at the end.
Scott Grodzki, CBS 58 here in Milwaukee, joining us on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. Packers training camp day 2 in the books, and we'll see more and more Jordan Love, more and more Josh Jacobs. You didn't mention the defense, but I know a lot of people are excited to see what Halfley's going to bring on the defensive side. What have you seen so far? You know, I know reports came out today. Oh, they're playing with an energy we've never seen. And, you know, I mean, listen, everything is gumdrops and rainbows and unicorns on day 2 of training camp, right?
Yeah, I mean, I want to see what the defense will look like under Halfley, but in training camp, you're not going to see it. And right, we'll get some reports or whatever, but we get those every year. We got those for how Mike Pettine was turning the defense around. And it's what we have to report on right now, because all we can talk about is what we see. But the truth is, they're not showing anything that's crazy exotic on day 2 of training camp. And I'd love to say that we'll have a feel for Jeff Halfley's defense through the preseason, but frankly, that's a lie too. In the preseason, we're going to see what the very base vanilla defense looks like. They're not showing anything. They're not giving anything away. And not to mention the fact that, you know, 70% of the reps are by guys who won't be on the team, but even then, they're just not going to show anything. So to me, Halfley is probably the biggest storyline, and the defense is the biggest storyline for the team this season, but they're not the biggest storyline for me in training camp.
Yeah, no, I agree with you, because you just don't see that much. Switching gears to the Brewers, who are in the middle of playing meaningful games. Great way to start the second half with the sweep, although a mini sweep, 2-game sweep in Minneapolis, and then the bats go cold, real cold last night. What is your expectation for the Brewers here in the second half of the season?
Yeah, I mean, at this point, I think the expectation is to win the division. And, you know, Brewers fans have been used to this over the last 10 years of the playoffs. It's hard to put an expectation on a five-game series and then a seven-game series. You have to see who's actually hot going into it, who's pitching well, all that stuff. It's just, you know, going back to the David Stern bite of the apple part of the equation. But I wasn't really a particularly big believer in the Brewers winning the division this year. I thought it would be the Cardinals. Even when they got off to a hot start and the Cardinals were terrible, I still figured it would sort of turn around. But now we're, you know, we're 100 games in. And at this point, this is what the Brewers are. I was very surprised by someone like Tobias Myers, who has turned into a not just a decent pitcher, but a good starting pitcher for this team. And those were the kinds of players that made me think in, you know, May, June, early June, okay, well, they're doing well now, but maybe this isn't sustainable. At this point, it is sustainable. It's been consistent. You'd like to see Bryce Turang come back to what he was for the first 3 months of the season. He's one guy who's been cooling off a little bit. And
yes, he has.
See Rhys Hoskins pick up the bat, especially for average as well. I think he's been a little disappointing for what he was supposed to be coming in, but you're nitpicking there. I mean, this is a much better all-around team than what I expected it was going to be in March.
I think you speak for all of us on that one, Scott. I don't think anybody saw this team 15 games over 500 or 14 now after the loss last night. But at this point in the season, can it sustain? What we've all talked about, it's a starting pitcher. They need to add a starting pitcher. Do they need to add a starting pitcher? Is this sustainable? What moves do you foresee them making?
Yeah, I think they'll try to add someone as far as a starting pitcher. I think this is sustainable for the season. I think that, you know, we're at the 100-game point, so we're, what, 65% of the way through the season. So it's been sustainable so far. There's no reason to think it's not sustainable going forward. I think the issue comes when you get to the playoffs and you are playing against teams that are built for the playoffs with three elite starting pitchers. The Phillies have three very good pitchers. The Dodgers are strong up there as well. And the Brewers just aren't. It's not that the Brewers have bad starting pitching. The Brewers have starting pitching that is built for 162 games and not starting pitching that is built to dominate for 1 week in October in advance. So, you know, CC Sabathia is obviously the gold standard for what you can get for a playoff push and run. Do I expect them to do that? No, that's not really that's not something you can do every year. But I would think they will try to add someone, and we've seen it a little bit already with someone like Dallas Keuchel, where they're taking a flyer on someone who at one point in his career was a top 10 pitcher. That ship sailed. They gave him four starts and then got rid of him because, you know, he's not that guy anymore. But I think that's where they need the pitching is more so for the playoffs. I think what they've done in the regular season is sustainable.
Scott Grodzki, CBS 58, joining us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. All right, so what do you have coming up? We talked to the first couple draft picks of the Brewers. What else is on your docket the next few days into the weekend?
Yeah, I mean, right now we, along with everyone else in Wisconsin sports media, is a little bit on Jordan Love watch and waiting to see when we're going to be making the trip up to Green Bay for that, because I'm sure he's going to talk to media too on the day he signs, or at least the day after he signs. So that's one A, one B, one C. That's pretty much the headline story here. Brewers will be back in town soon, which will be good. And tomorrow I'm talking to Montel Jackson, who's a UFC fighter. Won his fight a week and a half ago in 18 seconds should be.
Whoa.
It was quite impressive. I was actually out at Potawatomi watching that. It was cool to watch with a bunch of people who were just very, you know, like when they announced he's from Milwaukee, everyone cheered. It was cool to see. But so he's probably going to be in the top 15 soon. I don't know if he's your next Rose Namajunas, Anthony Pettis to be a champion from Milwaukee, but I would say he's certainly the most likely guy right now from here. So that'll be big, cool to catch up with him tomorrow as well.
Absolutely.
Something
we will keep our
different for you in July.
Yeah. Oh, of course. I mean, we get it. Like we know how that works. We will keep our eyes open for that feature and keep our eyes on CBS 58. And Scott, thanks so much for joining the show today.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. That's Scott Grodzki, CBS 58 sports reporter. And was at AmFam Field today with the Brewers' top two picks and doing all sorts of stuff. You know, if you're not up at Packers training camp, there's always inventive opportunities, and he's getting busy with that as well. So thanks to Scott.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.